This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We'll hopefully talk with Mickey Spagnola right now. He is ready to go. Mickey, how the heck's it going today?
I'm doing fine. I didn't know if I was going to get an opportunity to talk to you guys.
Yeah, we've kind of bounced around with the media schedules and Jerry and everything like that. So we are very glad that you're here. Now, Dron Bland feels like a super positive. Jerry said he thinks he should make his season debut on Sunday. I know we went down that route once before. But then also, I knew Chuma Edoga was on the way back. I guess I was surprised to see him be a full go at practice. And at a time when you desperately need offensive linemen back, that felt like a positive thing.
Yeah.
I know he's a backup.
I know he is. He practiced. I thought he practiced on a limited basis last week because he had been on IR and they started his deal. So, from at least another body, because, you need to keep eight guys active, and they got down to the bare minimum this last game. So that would give him another guy to at least has played in the NFL bring on the active list on Sunday if indeed they have a couple more guys that can't go. And, sure didn't like seeing that Zach Martin and Tyler Smith did not practice yesterday. So I think that offsets any positive about Chuma being fully practicing.
Well, dang it, Mickey, I'm going to try to be positive one more time.
All right, give me a shot.
Then you can shoot it down. Jordan Lewis said he's feeling way better, and Brandon Cooks says the knee feels great. I realize neither one of them clearly play offensive line, but in efforts to bolster all the players that have been missing from this team, how are we feeling about those two?
Yeah, I think Cooks is good to go.
Okay.
I don't think they wanted to overdo it. Just talking to him, he seemed very optimistic that he was ready to play. And then we'll see what happens with Jordan Lewis. And that certainly would be a boost if, let's see. The first time you would have your top three corners playing at the same time.
Correct.
It hasn't happened.
Nope.
It hasn't happened since they've been here. We can go back to last year.
That's sad, isn't it? That's right? A bummer. Yeah.
Or the year before. To have, and we thought that was going to happen, leading up into the Detroit game. And then his foot turned up sore after two practices. And now here we are, and he's getting ready, it looks like, to play the first time this year. Because he and Trayvon Diggs hadn't been out there, or in Lewis, all three together, ever.
Yeah.
So... and that's what you kind of planned on, and I understand when people talk about, everybody has injuries, but boy, when you get injuries at the same position.
Yeah. Like that defensive line. Yeah.
Yeah. Defensive end.
Yeah.
There's only so much depth you have.
I'm with you on that.
And so, this would be a good thing if they can all get out there together.
Have you gotten much of a chance to dig into Washington yet, Mickey?
A little bit. Jaden Daniels has played awfully well for a rookie quarterback. maybe not so much the last
couple games, starting to slow down a little bit, isn't he?
Well, and who'd they play?
The Eagles.
And?
The Steelers.
Yeah. So two teams in first place, right?
That's true, but one of those teams we beat, so I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but they changed quarterbacks,
didn't
they?
That's true. I have completely dismissed the Steelers based off of the fact that the Cowboys defeated them.
Mm-hmm. At home.
Yeah. That's right.
But quarterbacks have a lot to do with what's going on.
That is true. Keep an eye out on how bad Russell Wilson has been in the red zone. Like, I know their team has gotten better, but, man, he has been tough in the red zone.
But, he's... When you play defense the way they've played defense,
for sure,
you always give yourself a chance, right?
I'm with you.
When you don't have to score 25 or 30 points a game to win, you have a chance. And I think Pittsburgh has kind of proven that. Now the Eagles had to score, what did they, it was 28-27? Is that the game? I'm trying to remember last week.
Against the Commanders?
Yeah.
It was 26-18.
26-18, that's right. That was another game. You start watching too many games, right?
Sure.
All the games,
but
yeah,
he needed to score 30 to win, and it didn't work out so well. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what that offense does. If indeed the Cowboys can get Bland back, Lewis back, and then we'll see what happens with Marshawn Nealon, which certainly would help the deal at defensive end where, when you're down to your fifth and sixth defensive ends, it's pretty hard to, that good at that position. And now with Micah back, that helps, and then we'll see what goes from there.
My curiosity on them, though, was – How you've seen their defense does it change much from Rivera to what Dan Quinn wants to do? Because they're not turning the ball over a lot.
No, and I can't say I've seen them play a couple times, so I don't know that I'm sort of an expert on that. So I thought it was funny at the end of the press conference yesterday with McCarthy when he was asked, is he doing things different with Washington than he did with the Cowboys? And McCarthy says, well, you're going to have to watch the game. and somebody says, he goes, yeah, it would be nice to be able to keep something under wraps for at least a day around here.
Wow.
And then I think it was Todd Archer said, yeah, but Jerry talks tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And it's like, at some point you need a laugh every once in a while, right?
I've laughed plenty of times watching this team this season.
Oh, man. Come on, Kevin. Come on.
I'm sorry. That's not what we were going. I apologize.
That's not what we were trying to point out.
I apologize. I know you answered this on DallasCowboys.com, and it makes a lot of sense to me. I was hoping you could recap for people that are asking, why doesn't the team go more up-tempo on offense early in the game?
Yeah, and I think that they did. It might have been Dak's last game. They actually started the game no huddle.
Yeah.
I said, oh, they're listening to me. But again, when you got a backup quarterback and the injuries that they're trying to do, yeah, it's great to start, no huddle, but what if it doesn't work? And now you hurried up off the field. Just because you try it doesn't mean it's going to work.
Sure.
And I think that in the situation they were in with a quarterback that, certainly hadn't played all that much since he went 4-1 in 2022, you're probably maybe a little bit more hesitant to be conservative than to be that aggressive that early in the game, knowing that ball control probably is a premium, especially the way your defense had been struggling. Now, the defense played pretty well for a half. If the Cowboys had scored points, they'd have been in the game. And it's no guarantee that because you go hurry up that it's going to work. So you got to be careful with that, with everybody saying, well, yeah, just go hurry up because it seems to work at the end of the game. But it's a different deal now when your backup quarterback's in. And then, by the way, You know, you got kind of a beat up offensive line. You know, those injuries like Zach Martin's didn't just occur. He's something he's been fighting through. And you got a lot of young guys on that line, too. So you got to be careful with just assuming no huddle's going to work. Sort of like, you know, I don't know if coaches think this, but just assuming that if you call for a fake punt, it's going to work.
Right.
Yeah. See, you heard the laughing line. You got it.
But again, and this was interesting, if you actually go back and look at the one this past game, they kind of got suckered into it because the way they ended up lining up, everybody, they were on the gunners outside, and everybody else had their hand on the ground. And on the line of scrimmage. And so you're looking at it like, well, if I slip Wanye Thomas out from, you know, the protector guy, he's going to have a wide open field there because no one's in the middle of the field. Well, right at the snap, the guy backed off. I think it was Ward, maybe. He backed off, and that's where he ended up covering Wanye when he caught the pass. So I don't know if they saw something, they anticipated something, or they countered what might could take place by backing a guy off and seeing if the Cowboys think, okay, if this is on, we're going to call it. And Wanye talked about it, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yesterday, talking about how, I think he called it the right of way. He has the ability to call it off if they don't have the look. And, you know, he said we had the look. That's exactly what happened. Unfortunately, they countered before as the ball was being snapped. And I think at that point, Brian Anger can't go, oh, wait, let me go ahead and kick it.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So that's kind of how that play transpired.
Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow, and you will be forced to make a prediction.
Oh,
that's right.
Those things are so important.
Hey, see,
undefeated
you get it.
So far.
That's right.
Season,
yeah, right.
Thank
you.
One of my records.
Thank you very much, good sir. There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, believe it or not, let's go ahead and fire off cut number 6. Because we need to tell you some stuff about Peace-a-thon.
Magic's going to try to create the double team. If not, he'll shoot the little hook shot.
There it is. Goes with the left hand Magic has four.
Why in the world would we be playing a Magic Johnson highlight? So, Peace-a-thon is in 6 days. Just wanted to run down a few of the awesome things that we're going to have. We're going to have autographed memorabilia of Troy Aikman, Jamie Benn, Patrick Mahomes, Luka Doncic, Corey Seager, Mike Modano, Magic Johnson, Frank Thomas, Joe Montana. And there's actually a whole lot.
Corey Majors.
Yeah, Corey Majors.
That's the chair. I'll autograph
that
chair.
That's right. And there's actually a whole lot more, but I wanted to start with that. And I've seen questions in the past. Some are nicer, and then some are more aggressive, like, do you have any auction packages that aren't for millionaires? Okay, fair enough. We are also trying to raise money for charity. Just keep that in mind. We have auction packages that are valued between $20 and $9,000 this year. So I feel like that's a pretty damn big range. But then again, Micah thinks this is a pretty damn good football team. So who knows? But the point is, we're going to have a lot of in between in there if you're looking. Also, for the first time ever, it looks like we're going to do a raffle for at least one or two of our items, so people will be able to get on that super cheap. Corey, if it doesn't go well, is going to drink?
No,
oh,
no,
that's
no.
not what we're doing.
I mean,
I'm
I can
sorry.
Drink anyway if you
yeah,
want me
that's
to.
That's true.
Right now, Kevin, I got this from our friends over at Sagamore Spirit Rye. A box of cigars.
Ooh.
This is all in one package, by the way. This is a bottle of their small batch. A bottle of their Barrel Select, all right? And a bottle of their 9-year. This one right here, brand new on the market.
Ooh.
All right, so be ready for that one. A bottle of their liqueur, and also some glasses. And
do you promise that all these things will remain in the package?
Cherries and
you won't
a stopper.
Drink any of them?
I promise. Okay. Everything in this box right now.
Okay.
Three of the bottles are out of the box. I promise everything that I'm showing you right now will be here from Sagamore Spirit Rye. Thank you very much to those to our friends over there. That was wonderful. Very nice of them. We were talking to them about getting a tour of the distillery, but you have to fly up to Baltimore.
Oh.
And so we were like, well, let's just see if we can just give them some liquor.
Well, good news for you. We also have the Martin House Brewing Experience, in which you get to make your own beer, go out and taste everything, and then there's going to be a release party for your beer at the place.
And they'll give you, they're going to can the beer, and you'll be able to take the beer, like you'll be able to take that beer with you.
Just think about it. Your
really
Christmas
cool.
shopping is done. I'm just going to give you guys the beer I made.
Yeah.
We've got a suite for a Texas Rangers game to watch with us and Derek Holland. We've got a suite for a Dallas Cowboys preseason game. We've got a couple lower level tickets to the Dallas Monday Night Raw. We got 4 all-in tickets. But then I want you to think about this. Have you pondered your future? And you're like, I haven't set things up right for my family just yet. Guess what? Believe it or not, we have not one, not two, but 3 wills.
What?
That will be auctioned off.
Chambers?
If you, not Will Chambers,
Clark?
If you need to set up your will.
Do I know another will?
We will have 3 of those available during Peace-a-thon. There's also Rangers experiences with Jared, Chuck Morgan, a Mavs experience with Chris Arnold, dinners with Broadus, Eric Nadell, and Derek Holland, golf with RJ Choppy, and if you love cards. We're going to have boxes, packs, singles, graded cards, Pokemon, just all kinds of stuff that you can imagine.
Yeah, this is a fun time. It's a fun time of year for us. We started this because Broadus was like, you idiot, should just work overnight. And we were like, that's stupid. And then we asked the Tolos, and they said, yeah, do it, you dummies. And we were like, all right. And then we said, we should do it for a cause. And so we started working with My Possibilities because I happen to know the director over there. And I was like, can we help you out? And he was like, absolutely. By the way, around that time, they were serving about 100 hipsters. And now they're upward. They can serve up to 600.
Wow.
And they have more room that they're working with because they've been able to continue to grow. So everything that y'all been donating, the things that y'all been buying in the auctions, y'all have helped out tremendously.
Somebody asked about a signed Mike Bassett card. I was going to pair that with the signed show chair, but I'm sure we could figure something out there.
You're talking about the one that RJ Dukes
yes.
gave us?
Yes.
Have you signed it yet?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I need to do that. No, I have not signed it.
Dude, did you see what happened yesterday? The power of our show?
So if you heard Ryan from RJ Dukes on Monday say they have a Brian Downing rookie card and they just want him, they would love for him to come up to the shop. On Tuesday, the next day, he came up there and
Brian
was like,
Downing.
I heard you guys talking on the radio and everyone was telling me about it. So I had to come up there and they hung out. And he's also neighbors with Eve Torres, who is a former WWE personality. And I know that perked Alex's interest among other things. So the power of the KNC masterpiece is thanks to you guys. Really appreciate it. We'll get a chance to hang out tomorrow, Buffalo Wild Wings in Arlington off of Collins. And for people asking, probably next Monday or Tuesday is when the site will actually be live. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, yes, there will be Frisco Rough Rider stuff for people asking all the way back to Elvis Andrus. And I got a game used Jack Leiter autographed Frisco Rough Riders jersey as well. Coming up next,
ooh.
AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus insiders doing the dirty work, literally, next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Gridiron Gravy coming up in about 20 minutes. And remember, tomorrow we'll be at Buffalo Wild Wings in Arlington off of Collins. But right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. We got the question of the day, plus a wild story from one of the biggest sports insiders coming up here in just a minute. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line to get involved and answer today's question of the day. I want to hear from the YouTube and Twitch as well, but today's question doesn't really make much sense to me, but we're going to make sense of it anyways. Going to the national day calendar again. We are in late November, and it is National Gingerbread Cookie Day. That feels like a very December thing.
Do you kind of celebrate this day, you and Carter?
Yeah, you know, I feel some sort of resemblance there. I feel seen, you know, I feel accepted today, you know, so I feel like it's at least accurate for me.
Soft or hard?
I think I like, I will say the crunchier ones. Otherwise, I feel like that was going to come back to cost me.
Yeah, I feel like when it comes to gingerbread, yeah.
I like the ones with the ooey gooey middle. Mm.
I like them both, but I think I like crunchy too.
Yeah.
They're
good.
The ones from, is it, I don't know, are they Pepperidge Farm? What's the ones that come in the bag, like the white bag?
That is Pepperidge Farm.
Those are good. With the sugar on top? Oh, my.
He's getting worked up over this. I know what to bring him next Wednesday. But the question of the day today is going to be, what is your favorite holiday snack? 877-881-1053. Because one comes to mind instantly for me that is in the Christmas realm. And I think it's Little Debbie that makes these.
Is it the little Christmas trees?
Yes. The Christmas tree cakes have been a staple for me every single year.
The zebra ones that are there every day?
The waxy, like, I feel like stuff, it's the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah, I only eat those. I don't eat the zebra cakes anymore. I only eat the Christmas tree cakes because I try to stay away from that stuff, but Christmas gets me with all the different, like, holiday-shaped candies and snacks. I don't know why. It's pure marketing, but it gets me every single time, just like how the best Reese's cups are the ones that are shaped like the holiday bells.
It's shaped like Christmas.
I disagree with that last thing you said, but I do agree with the shape making a difference in the taste. Mike, I know it probably shouldn't, but like at Love and War in Texas, nobody can tell me that Texas cornbread isn't the best damn cornbread in the world.
It's the shape of Texas.
And part of it is because it's in the shape of Texas.
Yes, that's exactly why it's good.
Do you eat Amarillo first, or do you Galveston and Corpus Christi?
Immediately eat the panhandle.
See, I wait to Amarillo because I don't got to get there till morning.
That's right.
So I can take my time.
Kind of start.
What if you order it at 11 a.m., you person?
Man,
no, Amarillo by morning joke. Like, I guess if you're eating it at nighttime, yeah, you can wait till the morning. What if you're ordering it in the morning? People eat cornbread
then
in the morning.
I guess I would eat it then.
What time does Love and War open? Do they open in the morning?
Ooh,
that's a good question.
Okay.
But yeah, I start at the panhandle, work my way all the way down to Padre.
Okay, so shapes matter for Alec.
Yes, shape over size.
Oh my God, Love and War in Texas is open right now.
Are you kidding me?
I love
cornbread. Not there.
Tell me if this is holiday or not holiday, but I do love the peppermint ice cream from Bluebell.
Okay.
And I'm not sure, maybe they do serve it in the summertime and I just don't get it, but I feel like right around now, like when I go by the Bluebell ice cream stuff and I see the peppermint ice cream, I usually will get a tank of it.
A tank?
How much is that compared to like a
what
gallon?
What kind of like a military tank?
No, or like a tank of ice cream.
How big is that?
Is that called a tank?
Compared to a gallon or a quart or a pint, I guess.
Ice cream served in so many different
sizes?
Barrels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nope. I'm like, I just call it a tank.
Yeah, sounds like a barrel of your finest ice cream. I'll take a pallet of cookies.
I don't know if Bluebell always has that available. I know Brahms does.
Yeah.
And like again, Brahms, I like the Brahms peppermint shake. I like to eat that, have it that way, but Around this time is whenever it's the best. That is true.
See, I like peppermint bark, then, is what I was going to throw out there. Okay. So that's my favorite holiday themed. And Brandon loves to make it. He makes delicious peppermint bark.
Adrian makes it's graham cracker on the bottom, but then there's butter. It's a toffee. So it's a homemade toffee with a graham cracker bottom. It's amazing. Whatever it is, she makes it. She makes it for multiple people.
Like salt water?
Huh?
Salt water. See, graham crackers? No. He has ruined the idea of toffee for me, because when we went to Specs, and he goes, "Oh, what'd you get?" Taffy. And I go, "I got some toffee." And he goes, "I thought it was pronounced taffy." And I just, honestly, I was like, I almost positive he's doing a bit, but I'm not totally positive. So,
but she'll make that for the hot for like Thanksgiving, but then she'll add crushed peppermint for Christmas, and so Ooh. Both of them are awesome. So yeah, that's my favorite holiday snack, other than the day after sandwich. You get the roll, and then you throw some turkey and ham and mashed potatoes and stuffing and cranberry on it, and then you have a sandwich. But that's really more lunch the next day.
I make the great sugar cookies with the icing.
Do you like design different stuff?
Yeah.
It's good. Is it like all anti-cowboy sentiment?
We make them for Santa.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you count pumpkin bread?
Just bought some pumpkin bread from Costco yesterday.
Okay.
And my wife then gets cranberries, and she puts cranberries in it, and then the cranberries pop while they're baking. So then we have these pumpkin cranberry muffins.
Like kind of infused with, yeah.
Amazing.
Interesting.
And it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I was working the Cowboy game on Thanksgiving Day up here with everybody, and brought us... It must have been the COVID year because they weren't out there. Broadus brought the best pumpkin bread I have ever had in my life, and he has not brought it since. I need to get
him to make
that again.
Did he make it, or was this like somebody he knew?
I don't know. It might have been a family member.
Okay, we need to ask.
It might have been him, but I need to circle back on that, because ever since then, every pumpkin bread I've had since then, I'm like, it's good.
Has failed.
It's not Broadus good, though. So
I like that.
Yeah, I need to get back on that. From the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, we have, from the 469, the Holiday Mint M&Ms. That's very specific. I don't think I've ever had those. Yeah. That's not very familiar to me.
Okay.
But I get it. Hey, if it's your deal, deal them up.
What's your deal? Yeah. From the 214, holiday popcorn in those tins. Those are awesome. I just like the tins. Like, the popcorn is popcorn.
Are you talking about like caramel cheddar and regular, like butter?
The
like,
three yeah, of them? Yeah. Yeah.
Two of them might be acceptable.
What are you
the
talking
other
about?
One, throw in the garbage.
The cheddar?
Nope.
It's amazing to me regular? That you don't like it. You yeah. love things okay, that are fine. Flavorless.
Regular popcorn is like a waste like of rolls. Everybody's time.
Dude, yeah. It's like
rolls. Rolls taste way better than popcorn.
Caramel corn is great.
Agreed.
Poppycock is the best. That's the one that it comes with like the cashews in it too. And it's like, it's the caramel, but it's good. It's, oh my gosh.
Not familiar.
You've never had poppycock.
Is that kind of like Cracker Jack?
Better. Okay. Better. Uh-huh. I'm gonna find some poppycock.
You're a Chicago guy, though.
Yes.
So that's that Chicago mix is caramel and cheddar together. Yeah.
I like those two kinds because they taste like something.
And do you like Chicago-style hot dogs where they have the tomato and
pickle?
Oh, there's too much flavor going on. What kind of hot dog do you
see,
like?
See, it's not too much flavor. It's
you
too
like
much
it with mustard
crap
and
I don't like on there. No, you know I don't.
Oh, wait. Oh, this is interesting.
Hot dog has flavor.
Do you like cashews as the nut?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to get some cashew nut poppycock, real butter, and brown sugar.
Mm. Ooh.
There's a lot going on there. From the 214, the holiday Reese's are better than the regular ones. Fight me.
No,
I will
agree.
Not fight you. I will shake your hand.
Is it because there's more peanut butter?
Take. Yeah.
Because the proportions are different. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, it's definitely better.
You guys have made me really hungry for holiday treats.
What's new?
I just went to Target.
If you
like
hear
2 days
about
ago,
holiday treats,
yeah, like I want to go to Kroger right now and start just buying things and making it and eating it.
Just for the record, from the 817, it's caramel, not caramel, not in Texas. Caramel.
It was a coin flip. I'm a weirdo. I like to change how I say things that have like controversial pronunciations.
Like
I'll say
name.
Both. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Alexander, if you're fancy.
That's
don't,
right.
Don't call me that.
That's your name?
That's what his email is.
Yeah, do you check your email, Mike?
No.
Nope.
He told me this morning he was amazed that Baseball Nuggets was so early, and I was like, it was on the sheet.
Wait, but we call him Alec, right? With a C?
That is by his decision, yes.
Yep.
Where does the C come from?
I don't know. Ask him.
I don't even know the own origin story because my dad, like, he's not even in radio and he does bits with me. So every time I ask him, he gives me a different story.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He gives me a totally different story every single time, you know, and because the first time it was your mom's decision. And I was like, okay, I'll just leave it be. And then it was like Alec Baldwin. And then it was, well, your middle name starts with a C. So we took the C from that. And it's a different thing every single time. And it just makes me mad. So I just, you know, I just go with it.
I love that bit. My friend had this scar over his eye. And we used to just tell all these different people, all these different stories. Like, he was in the Air Force. When he jumped out of the plane, he clipped his face on the wing. And
he's a Jedi.
Yeah, all these different fun stories. Oh. It was good.
Yeah, okay.
Ladies loved it.
Let's see. Keep those coming in. Your favorite holiday snacks, 877-881-1053.
I'm sorry, real quick, Alec. I know this is your segment. When you say the ladies loved it, but like they loved it when they met him for a day, right? Because if you could pick between... like this person that doesn't have a scar on their face and this person that does, don't you think without knowing anything about the person, the people would pick the non-scar person?
I don't know where you're going with this.
No, that's the end of my question.
He's a handsome man. He looks like Woody Harrelson. So it was kind of part of the, you know, the look anyway. So the scar was like, Woody Harrelson looks like he should have scars, you know?
I could see that.
So he kind of has that look about him.
Or the pants that he always wears. I'm like, those pants were made for you.
You just look at people and you're like, yeah, he should have scars, but he doesn't. That's a weird thing to say. So, let's see. We're going to go to This Is Football podcast. Adam Schefter.
No.
Why not?
No, go ahead and play it. I purposely have tried not to think about this because I do not want to think about this.
Well, you're going to be forced to think about it. Adam Schefter was on their ESPN Super Insider for the NFL. He was asked about the weirdest place he has broken a story.
I can remember being in Denver one time, and how do I say this? I had just spent time. Yeah. With this woman for the first time.
Yeah. Okay.
And
sure.
And got a text that Dale Carter was being suspended. I think it was for 8 games for substance abuse. And so as I continued to lay there, confirm it, and got the job done, Kevin.
In more ways than one.
Yeah. See, I didn't want to think about that.
Well, now you are.
Yeah.
You have that great image of Adam Schefter now.
How quickly after do you look at your phone?
I don't know.
Are you one of those that, like, you get done, you're like, gotta check the phone right now? Are you like,
no,
I'm gonna take a nap.
Gotta see if there's a Shams notification or something.
I'm gonna sleep.
Yeah.
But why?
I'm tired.
Okay.
It's draining.
It's stressful on the heart.
It really is.
Huh. That's an interesting
story.
And
then you're gonna add
cardiovascular.
Yeah. Get a little workout in.
Yeah. Thanks, Kevin.
It definitely wasn't his wife. Because this happened in 2000. I decided to research the legitimacy of this.
Mister, I don't want to think about it.
I know, now I can't help it.
What hotel was it?
This happened in 2000, and his wife was previously married to someone who died in, I bet you didn't expect this to happen, during 9/11. Oh, so it probably was not his current wife.
Well,
we're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, Cowboys offensive roster questions as we slog through the final 7 games of the season. Next on The Fan.
First down now from the 42. Almost messed up the handoff. Lance pulls it back. The ball is caught by Ferguson and fumbled. Picked up by the Eagles and run down the left sideline by Blankenship.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. I got Gridiron for you in just a second, but let's further point out the power of the KNC Masterpiece. Yesterday, we talked about how unlikely it felt at times that the A's were going to relocate to Las Vegas. Yesterday afternoon, Rob Manfred, and I quote, "I understand there seems to be some sense of doubt that persists there, but owner John Fisher is completely committed to the process. The building's been demolished. The site's available. They are on track for a 2028 opening. They've gone through the process of demonstrating that whether or not he takes local investment partners, he has the capacity to build the stadium. We're full speed ahead." So Rob Manfred was listening to the show, one assumes, and he heard our questions, Mike's questions. And
we did
like,
it.
That wouldn't be the first time he's listened. There have been multiple times Rob Manfred has immediately responded.
Rob Manfred and Brian Downey.
In the history of baseball.
Oh, okay. Well,
play that again.
It's the most ridiculous claim in the history of baseball.
Thanks, John Smoltz. And that claim is that he's rooting for the opposing team?
No, it was just about that.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to assume every single time. It was just about the thing we just said. All right. Now, what say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy?
Deep.
Gridiron Gravy, of course, brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. Now, might have to hold off on the Cowboys thing I wanted to talk about for just a second because the NFL is warning teams about transnational crime rings targeting pro athletes. You remember that we... That means,
be like multiple...
Yeah, multiple nations before anybody else goes any further with that. You remember that Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce had their homes burgled last month, and NFL believes the incidents were connected to an organized international crime group. Now, this is your movie. Like, I know Hallmark is making a movie about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift falling in love and stuff.
No way.
Yeah, I think it's going to come out, like, pretty soon.
Why?
And this should be it. Like, Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes have to help fight this international crime ring the only way they know how, through a high-stakes game of football and winner takes all.
And Taylor Swift is the criminal?
Oh.
Stealing all the hearts?
Man. We got something here. I want to see what you think about this.
They have one of those entrapment scenes where she has to go through the lasers and stuff.
Would she do that?
I don't know.
All right. A source familiar with the investigation told Tom Pelissero. Tell me what you think about the beginning of this quote from a supposed source about this investigation. It's legit.
Oh, sounds legit to me.
It just doesn't. Yeah.
Why would they say it's legit?
MC it's Hammer.
Not? Yeah.
But you know what? It's not only NFL players. It's a transnational crime ring. And over the last 3 weeks, they focused on NBA and NFL players, and it's all over the country. How concerned are you guys for the NBA and NFL players that they might also get burgled?
I feel like I need to go check on my house right now.
You are...
I am in sports.
Okay.
In some way. So I feel like it's all the people that are involved in sports in some way that are being attacked here.
So you're like Travis Kelce adjacent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mike's in, Mike, he's in sports.
Yeah, I'm being attacked right now.
Is it something new or just the regular things that I'm aware of?
Yeah, regular things.
Okay. I'm sorry about that, Mike. Let's talk about George Kittle. He said that he will return from his hamstring injury on Sunday because he can't pass up playing the Packers. I mean, look. Probably the real reason is because he's not injured anymore and he's ready to go. But yeah. I love the trash talk you throw on there. But then there's this.
They did almost lose to the Packers in the playoffs last year.
That's true.
Cowboys actually lost to him, but they almost lost.
By a lot. Let's go to Jim Harbaugh, who said Justin Herbert is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Then he said, I don't feel like I'm going out on a limb and saying that.
Whom said that?
Jim Harbaugh.
Hits his coach.
I get it, but when he follows up by going, I don't feel like I'm going out on a limb by saying that. I mean, at this moment,
not as
you
his coach.
Definitely are.
Not as his coach, though, you're not.
Because he's going to be like, thank you.
Yeah, like I bet all of Mike's coaches are like, best baseball player ever.
Is that
not one coach I've ever said that. Even my high school coach.
Oh, man.
Hey. We have 9 former major leaguers at Duncanville.
Did you think you were the best player on the team, though?
Yes.
See?
I was hoping, though, that like at one point my coach Rombach would say that I was the best, but he's like, I think these guys were better. I was like, oh, thanks a lot, Todd Ritchie, David Need, Chad Allen, all these guys.
David Need went to the Colorado Rockies in the expansion draft.
First pick.
What about John Elbow?
That's stupid.
I don't know who John Elbow is.
You said David Need, and it sounds like knee, and so he said John Elbow.
All right.
All right. Let's go from that to...
I think I'm hilarious.
Drew Locke, and I swear to God, my next story is not about Steve Key or whatever you're thinking. All right. Drew Lock decided.
George necessity.
I have thoughts about Tommy DeVito being the starter. I'm just going to tell everybody. Hey, why are you not the starter? His response. That's a question that I might still have for myself. It was expressed to me that I was going to be QB2. Interesting situation. Not much I can really say about it besides, again, I'm going to be here for him, and we're still communicating and still very good friends, believe it or not.
Well, good for him that he has a really sound adjustment to what he's going to do in his life now.
Now, somebody who has not made a sound adjustment is Aaron Rodgers, because I'm going to run through winning percentages with the New York Jets. Zach Wilson is a starting quarterback, 364 winning percentage. Sam Darnold, 342. Aaron Rodgers, 273.
Oh, gross.
Right now, I'm dead serious. You're right. Ranking these quarterbacks. Is it Darnold 1 and then Rodgers 2 and Wilson 3?
Yeah.
Today, like as of today? Not their all-time.
No.
Yeah, obviously all-time it's easy, but yeah. Maybe not between Darnold and Wilson. But,
yes.
There's part of me. This sounds stupid. I'm wondering about Wilson versus Rodgers at this point.
I mean, you heard the owner supposedly said in week 4 or week 5 that they should bench Aaron Rodgers. And people are like, that's so preposterous. I'm like, have you seen this team
play?
Yeah,
if they want a shot to go. I mean, Jerry told us earlier, the name of the game, it's all about winning, the best chance to win. At the moment, Aaron Rodgers does not give you that best chance. He is playing as an old man.
Yeah.
As a fellow old man, I know one when I see one.
I agree. I agree with you on all of that. All right, let's go from that to, are you impressed by this statistic? Because I continue to think this is one of the most amazing statistics in football.
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. If the Steelers win their next game, they will tie the NFL record of 21 straight seasons with a 500 or better record. Held by?
Cowboys.
That is correct.
America's team.
That used to be the case. I agree with that.
Still are.
Are you impressed by the non-losing season, especially given the quarterback woes that the Steelers have had for a couple of years? And I know they switched to Russell Wilson. Check it out. Russell Wilson is awful in the red zone this year. Awful.
They had Mason Rudolph at one point. That's they had a dude true. Named Duck.
That's true.
Really?
Yeah. Was it Easton Stick? His nickname was Duck or something like
because
that?
Because Duck Hodges.
Yeah. He did like Duck Hodges. Duck call.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, they've been able to do this with just a weird array of people. And now, I mean, they don't even have one good quarterback. They have two quarterbacks that aren't really that great. Somehow they're able to do it because good defense. They know how to coach that style of game. Mike Tomlin knows how to get his guys ready. So, yeah, I'm absolutely impressed with that. That's amazing.
I think I'm with you on that as well.
But that's another thing, too, is like we give Tomlin so much credit. Give the organization credit. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
From top down, they know exactly what their mind is made up about what their vision is for their team each year.
I definitely agree with you. I think a default to Tomlin so often is I still don't think he's ever won Coach of the Year. And that feels wild.
I don't think
me.
He has either.
And so this, I mean, he's obviously got a very good opportunity this year, and he's a damn good coach.
Yeah, he is a damn good coach. He also stood on the field that one time when the Ravens player was running by, and he almost tried to trip him. And he was acting like he wasn't standing there. He was like, oh, I was looking up at the board. My bad.
I couldn't tell where the field
that
started.
That's funny.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming
where
up next.
Green starts. I don't know how tough that is.
Duck Hodges is dating Lainey Wilson?
What?
That's his girlfriend?
Of Lainey, Wilson Phillips?
Lainey Wilson that's going to do the halftime show for the Cowboys?
Yeah, he's
same Cowboys.
Somebody's going to make you want to turn around
no,
and say
no, that's
goodbye.
A different Wilson sister.
That we gave tickets away to baby. Yesterday. Don't you know? Yeah. All right, coming up next.
Yeah, he is.
MLB offseason survey. How much will Juan Soto get? Are any free agents coming to Arlington? And Roki Sasaki update next on The Fan.